This is ARPBEAT, WMUK's weekly look at creativity and the arts in Southwest Michigan. I'm Zinta Astars. The Photosynthesis Project is an invitational endeavor for Southwest Michigan artists and writers, conceived by Linda Zuska, the owner of Ninth Wave Studio in Kalamazoo. 16 participants will explore the subject of photosynthesis and respond to it artistically. I begin my conversation with Zuska and Anna Ill, who reads a poem by Lynn Pattison for the Photosynthesis Project.
In tree, drink rhymes with osmosis, sunlight with oxygen. The usual rhythm of things in tree is more often trochaic tetrameter than iambic pentameter, the pumping system being entirely different from the human heart. There are many terms for up and down, 17 degrees of wet or dry. The most common message is more, sugar, light, water, nitrogen. When signals from a tree fade and falter, the others reach out. That, in tree, sounds like love.
Linda, as the organizer of this project, let's start with you. If you can tell us a little bit about what photosynthesis is and how that inspired you to create this project.
Photosynthesis, in a nutshell, virtually is all organic matter on the planet has been produced by cells that convert energy from the sun into energy containing macromolecules. This process is what's known as photosynthesis, and it is essential to our planet's global carbon system and essential to all life on the planet.
Hopefully people are paying attention in the news. Our planet is in trouble.
It is. It is in trouble. And my artwork as an artist has always revolved around nature. A couple of years ago, I believe it was in 2017, I was listening to a podcast on Being with Krista Tippett, and she was interviewing Dr. Robin Wall Kimmerer about one of her books, Braiding Sweetgrass. And one of the things that Dr. Kimmerer was talking about was photosynthesis, and she actually claimed that she had photosynthesis envy, which I thought was really interesting. And then, of course, I bought her book, and I read it. And that pretty much started my research into photosynthesis, and I saw that it really aligned with the artwork that I was doing. I continued with the research and decided that I was going to create a body of work based on photosynthesis, and then I realized that it was just way, way too big of something for me to do by myself. So I started inviting other artists and writers into the project and to see what developed.
And let's talk with you, Anna. What is your role in this project, and how do you see photosynthesis?
Well, I remember from my school days learning about photosynthesis and the magic of the plants transforming carbon dioxide into oxygen for us. And of course, I wanted to know a little bit more about it. And I, too, have done quite a bit of research in looking at it and seeing how it's going to influence the work that I'm going to be putting into the project. We have a number of people in the project, which also makes it quite exciting because there's a lot of cross-pollination of ideas. So the process of photosynthesis has become quite a process for the group of artists. And my own work is sculpture, ceramic sculpture, and the subject that I always engage in is steeped in mythology, animals and humans interacting and so forth.
This is ARPBEAT on WMUK. I'm Zinta Astars. Linda Zuska describes the exhibition.
There are 16 artists and writers currently, and 15 of them will be in the exhibition in November.
And it's really more than an exhibition, isn't it? There's also readings, possibly a book?
Well, yes, we'll incorporate poetry into the exhibition. Hopefully, we are looking at scheduling readings. And essentially, photosynthesis is going to be kind of an ongoing process. I see that this is going to be something that may last another decade or so. And we're looking at putting a book together for this exhibition. You know, then we're looking at what we're going to move into for Photosynthesis 2020. And so our next exhibition would be something that would be different than the one that we're having now. Hopefully, there will be a book. I'm planning a book for each exhibition.
Reminds me of the Alchemy Project.
Yes,
was that an inspiration?
Yes, it definitely was an inspiration. That was co-directed by Sydney Peters and Elizabeth Kerlikowski, and I was involved in that project. And I worked very closely with Elizabeth and Sydney on the book that was developed for that.
Anna, talk about this process for you as an artist. How did it begin? I understand there are workshops and some kind of meetings of all these creative minds from time to time.
We meet roughly once a month, and there have been a series of workshops that the artists themselves invite and lead. So we've had some digital photography work. We've had some printmaking. We had a workshop with Joe Smiegel, who did a cyanotype workshop with us, utilizing the light of the sun for creating art. And we also work with literature. There are numbers of books that are out there right now around what plants know and how plants exist together, and also how they're more than just landscaping or food or objects, that we actually, you know, what is our engagement with them?
Yeah.
And so there are a lot of thinkers out there right now that are encouraging people to be engaged with the vegetal world in a more personal way, the way that indigenous peoples naturally move into that kind of world. We in the Western world have kind of divorced ourselves from looking at the vegetal world as sentient.
There's a whole connection with nature that I think we've taken greatly for granted at our own peril.
When you have a topic like this that mm-hmm. is interesting to the public, I mean, these books, the Hidden Life of Trees, The Songs of Trees, The
right.
Overstory, I mean, these are all books that, I think that we have in common with most of the population.
Yeah.
But I think that oftentimes when something is popular, there begins to be like misinformation, and a more anemic perspective on these things emerges. And so I think having a project like Photosynthesis gives us the ability to stay serious and passionate and alive and researching and listening for facts, as well as passionate wonderings and so forth. As an artist, you're always researching. You're always taking a look at, okay, what's behind this particular piece of work? How can I deepen it for myself? And I think that when you have a whole group of people like this working across a variety of mediums, then, you know, you've really got a lot of resources that are very rich.
I'm Zinta A-Stars. You've been listening to WMUK's Artbeat, our weekly look at the creative arts. I've been speaking with artists Linda Zuska and Anna Ill about the Photosynthesis Project. It opens November 1st at the Center for New Media Galleries. Visit WMUK.org to hear more of our conversation. And join us every Friday at this time for Artbeat. Thanks for listening.